Welcome back. Second hour, Friday edition of the Dana and Parks program. We now know who will be banging the drum tomorrow afternoon at 3:30.
Ooh, I saw it.
Mm-hmm. One of the longest tenured members in Kansas City Chiefs history.
Was he really?
We'll be back at Arrowhead Stadium on Saturday. Former Chiefs punter Dustin Colquitt, who played a franchise record 15 seasons.
Wow.
From 2005 to 2019, will serve as the drum honoree for tomorrow's AFC divisional playoff game between the Chiefs and the Houston Texans.
I love to see it. Now, do they practice the beat? Now, Dustin Colquitt's going to get it 15 years. He knows the beat. But do they practice the beat before they go up there? Because I've seen a number of drum honorees.
They're like, what do I do with this thing?
Well, you can see everybody around the drum who doesn't have the big drumstick in their hand, like trying to get them on beat. They're like, no, hit it now. Oh, nope, almost
also,
there.
How to swing the thing.
The what?
The thing. Oh my God, I lost my word.
The hammer?
Drumstick?
Yeah, the drumstick.
Is it a drumstick? What would that
Thank
be?
Thank you. My goodness.
The large drumstick?
Some people don't know how to handle it. It's like chopping wood.
I told you the other day that I don't know if I told you this on the air or off the air.
Good idea.
It's not really, like, you don't need Paul Bunyan to drum the drum at the, anyway. I told you that I did Reiki for the first time the other day at night. We did a healing circle.
I still don't understand what that is.
We all got in this circle, and we got two acupuncture needles, and then it was a guided meditation is what it was. And you lay down, and everyone's laying down in this perfect circle, and in the middle they had incense, they had stones laid out in various formations.
Was Grateful Dead music
no,
playing?
No, but they did have like a large hawk feather, like all of these very symbolic earth items.
It's all about setting the energy
yes,
right.
Yes, Scott, it was setting
Who
the energy.
Are you?
And we all went around the circle and said our name.
And you like the peyote. No.
One thing.
I'm
puff,
waiting
puff,
for
pass,
that.
The one thing we were there to try and accomplish or what we thought we were going to get out of this. And then it was like this hour and a half guided meditation. I bring this up because they had something there called glass bowls that the practitioner, help me describe this, Sam, they would
You've
ring.
Done it too?
They would ring the bowls, if that makes sense. And
like
this,
the Tibetan bowls.
Yes, yeah. Very loud, reverberating, but calm tone.
It's a frequency.
Frequency mm-hmm. through your body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine came in from the right and exited to the left. It was like, oh, and it's not like.
Is this 1969
no,
again?
No, I'm telling you, it was very calming.
The use of the proper frequencies is very common in ancient Eastern medicine, and it has been dismissed in the West
now,
for decades.
I'm fascinated by frequency.
Real.
So you know my song Annabelle, if you bring this up, Sam.
Okay.
You know my song Annabelle by 49 Winchester. I'm fascinated by that song. My brain likes certain tones and chords in music that are very pleasing to me, and I don't know why. And when I was taking piano lessons, it was the same thing. I would say to my teacher, my brain likes this one, and I don't know why. And mm-hmm. I had a girlfriend tell me the other day, they have done volumes of studies about this. And there's a part in this song where the tone and the frequency and the chords change. It goes down. And the minute I heard it, this is my frequency. But I don't know what that means, Dan.
It's all about the vibrations moving through your body and the sound and the tone, yes, and the frequency. And it's just, it's pleasing, one, to listen to. But then it also, some would say, helps to align your body's energy
and
makes
Scott,
you feel good.
If you don't believe that, I will tell you there's a viral video going around this week, and there's a screaming baby, maybe 2 months old. The baby looks about 2 months old.
Okay.
And the father puts the baby on his lap, and baby is just like flailing like a 2 month old. And he picks up a violin. And I'm not talking fake Target parking lot violin. This was a violinist. This is like Yo-Yo Ma. And he starts this beautiful, calming melody. And in about 3 seconds, the baby is like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And then the baby, not only does the baby stop crying, the baby goes, like smiles
oh,
and sighs.
Happening?
Oh, it is the greatest little video. I'll post. I'll see if I can find it and I'll post it.
It's why we as humans like music. to begin with. There's something about
it. It's very soothing.
But what is it about the certain, maybe frequency is the wrong, you know, when I'm talking about that song, Annabelle, it's the chord change.
It's the progression
that I go, oh, I like that. And we've seen this in Alzheimer's patients.
Well, when it comes to Reiki and yoga, it most certainly is frequency. It's the number of hertz, and they've done scientific studies about this where they call it the miracle frequency or the bad energy frequency. Here is an example of one that you could hear in a true Eastern medicine yoga class.
Okay.
Oh, see, this makes me want to get a massage.
It's very calming.
This is 528 hertz.
That's why they play it during your massage.
The idea is that it's supposed to remove any bad energy within you.
Let's all breathe in.
That's soothing.
All breathe out.
I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they can even play certain frequencies and certain hertz, like the one they call the brown note.
Have you ever thought of that from a scientific perspective, though, Scott, as a drummer? That there are certain tones, frequencies, and chord changes that maybe come easier for a musician than others, or maybe just like me, you just know that your brain likes it.
Well, I know that what Sam just played just now, I like.
Yeah.
And it reminds me, and I've fallen asleep to music like that before.
Sure.
You know, not yacht rock or slow rock. I've actually put that stuff on nights where I'm having trouble falling asleep. I'll put that on. And it puts me to sleep. It's very relaxing. I get that. I think there is a thing called music therapy.
Ancient science backing that.
It all wraps up into all of that. And some people study it. Some people become deep practitioners of it. Some people are just, oh, yeah, I like the sound of that.
I have asked a mutual friend of ours,
better now.
Sam, to come up with some sort of educator or researcher in that realm who can talk about all of the science behind it. And specifically, you know, I have always been fascinated about the Alzheimer's patient who does not know what day it is,
can remember the lyrics to every song.
Daughter's name, but they will play a song from the 40s or the 50s.
And they know every word.
And boom, they're back. Mm-hmm. So where is that in our brain and why?
Well, apparently, whatever part of it is in your brain, and I'm going off a 60-minute story from a couple of years ago. Whatever part of your brain it is that is affected by music is the last to surrender.
It's the last thing to go.
To Alzheimer's. And that's why, you know, for example, and I don't know if he had Alzheimer's or just dementia, Glenn Campbell, may God bless him. And I don't know if you ever saw the documentary about him. And I know we got to get to break because we have a special guest coming up in just a moment. They're already online. But and his family was wildly ridiculed for continuing to put him on stage.
Criticized for putting him out there, sure.
Yeah, criticized is a better word. But they argued when he is on stage, he is Glenn Campbell again. Because he would go out, he wouldn't know who anybody was around him, but you put him on stage, and he was a great guitarist, by the way.
Sure.
Glenn Campbell, one of the best.
One of the best,
yes. Brilliant guitarist. And he could remember how to play every note on his guitar. And he remembered every lyric to his songs. Now, they did have a teleprompter up there just in case he forgot.
Of course.
But, and if you haven't seen the documentary, it's brilliant. And Glenn Campbell gets up on stage, and his wife would argue that's when Glenn became Glenn again.
He came back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Quick break. What do we got coming up? The ACLU
joins us,
right?
We are going to talk about the Kansas two-step. What are your rights as a motorist, and what is this latest ruling in this seemingly ongoing back and forth between the Kansas Highway Patrol and lawyers over your rights driving on Kansas highways? Straight ahead. Stick with us.